views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. Today is a really special show. I have Catherine J. Lehman with us again, and she's on our Monday shows that we do twice a month on Silver Gaia Radio. And the thing is, I've been wanting to hear from the Divine Mother, Mother Mary. And the one thing that you guys need to know, she's a medium and also a channel. And I'm explaining the difference right now, where people think, oh, it's the same thing. No, it's not. What happens is, as a channel, we interpretate the words that are being said. As a medium, our consciousness leaves. It goes into another space out in the universe somewhere. And so a couple of weeks ago, I did some mediumship where I listened to the program afterwards, and I kind of sounded kind of a little drunk there. I was like, wow. The reason why it sounded that way, I was not conscious in most of that whole show I did. And I did it with Susan Harmon that played last week. It's just like I had to understand, you know, that I had to step back. And it was hard because I remember wanting to come back. And so today, what's going to happen is Catherine is going to actually be channeling Mother Mary instead of being a medium, because you have to have somebody that can sit there with you and help you keep you anchored. Hi, Catherine. How are you doing?
Hi, Bree. Thank you for having me on the show. This is really exciting and fun.
I'm excited to hear what Divine Mother has to say to all of us today. So I have a question. How did you start channeling because first we start channeling and then we're like mentored into mediumship. So how did that happen for you?
That was a very strange experience. But then again, most of my experiences are very strange. I was on the Big Island of Hawaii and back in 1985. And there was I was in the jungle with a group of women. And their husbands were cooking and just totally supporting the women to go and do whatever they wanted. It was great. And we had gone through a week full of ceremonies, and I had been initiated spontaneously by a kahuna woman. Okay. And who actually introduced me to Pele, the goddess Pele, and I started channeling and becoming a medium for Pele, which is very unusual because I'm what they call a Haole, a white girl from the mainland. So normally that's never done. And then one night we were getting ready to end the retreat the last night. And the mother came through me spontaneously. I left my body and she took over and just gave a message to everyone in the room. And that was how that began. I was just in that flow of energy. I don't know. I'd always felt very close to her anyway. And I have no religious background. I do want to say that with her. I'm not Catholic. I don't have any particular religion or religious experience or training about her other than, you know, she was the mother of Jesus, supposedly. Well, she was. But that's how it all got started.
You know, and it's really funny because a lot of people think they have to be Catholic to know Divine Mother, Mother Mary. It's like, that's not how it works. You learn about her in all different religions and stuff and different beliefs. And, you know, it's like, wow, guys, you don't have to just be Catholic to know her.
She comes in whatever form that the people can relate to. So, you know, she's Kuan Yin in the Hindu religion. She's white buffalo calf woman in the Native American tradition. Mm-hmm. Every tradition has their form of the divine goddess. She's Yemaya in Africa. That's why I just call it the divine feminine instead of the divine mother. Most of the time I call it the divine feminine because she is the mother of us all. She's here to love us and guide us, and just like a mama does.
That's right. I'm happy to know that. So how long, so since 85, you've been doing this
right
with her, and has that helped you on your spiritual journey that you've been on by being able to work with her?
It certainly has. It, for me personally, she has become my mentor and my guide, because when I finally surrendered and started listening to her, I stopped making some very huge quote unquote mistakes. You know, she would tell me, wait, not yet, don't do, you know. And after a few hard knocks, I began to listen. And she's expanded my consciousness to a point, and it will always continue to expand, of seeing things from a much bigger perspective. And therefore, I think the biggest thing that she's helped me with is to take away whenever I feel guilty. Do you know what she said? She said there are only four human emotions. All the other emotions were divinely created.
Oh, wow.
The four human emotions that mankind created on their own was guilt, shame, blame, and hate. Mm-hmm. And those four don't belong to the spiritual realm. So she said they're delusional, and we need to learn how to rise above them, because they were given to us as part of a program to dumb us down and to always keep where we think we're not enough. We're not holy enough. We're not sacred enough. So she's been helping me to release that, you know, that whole programming of guilt, blame, shame, that sort of thing.
You know, we did a show, and actually it was last week's the show that came out. And we were talking about being your true authentic self and things that we had to face. And that was some of the stuff that we had to let go of, was shame. And I brought out some very personal information about me. And I'm not ashamed of it no more. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it that I had to go through a certain thing.
Exactly.
Right. And so I'm not going to bring it out again. Sorry, you know, if someone wants to listen to last week's show, that's fine. But here's the thing is, I think things happen for a certain reason. Why we have to go through what we go through to get to where we're at today, no matter what. And it's not there where we have to keep constantly blaming ourselves. So, like, all right, so I'm going to go into something completely different. Last night, the Oscars, right? Okay, so you're an actress out of Hollywood. So here's the thing I want to bring up. And if people could see what I'm seeing Catherine doing right now on Skype right now, she's laughing very hysterically, trying to be quiet. So we talked about that before we got on air. Can you explain kind of the lunar eclipse, everything that happened, what you thought about it?
Well, first of all, this has never happened in the history of the Academy Awards that I know of. And I'm watching this, and I'm very acutely aware of how smooth, you know, it's going so smoothly. And I'm thinking, wow, this has probably been one of the best Oscar nights ever, because, you know, Jimmy Kimmel was handing himself pretty much. I mean, you know, he's always going to come under some little,
he did well.
He did very well compared to some of the ones in the recent past. Mm-hmm. So I thought, we're right at the tail end. And I'm thinking, wow, this got off without a glitch, and we're in the middle or the ending of this big, huge solar eclipse today. And what the heck? I said, that's what, you know, because in an eclipse, things get eclipsed out. There's like a blip. Right. And I just said, wow, this is pretty good. So when that happened, I went, that was the eclipse. Everything got eclipsed out to the point where the wrong envelope was given. Uh-huh. You know, whatever it was, there was this moment of eclipse. Like you're in a time warp back in history. You've got the old envelope, not the new envelope. And I thought, this is happening to many people because this eclipse brought up our past to be reevaluated. And are we going to repeat it or are we going to change it? And so then this happens and I'm just like, you know, my mouth hit the floor and I went, wow. I think everybody, the shock that rippled through Hollywood, especially, I know in my acting classes this week, that's all they're going to be talking about, you know.
Probably. And it was kind of sad because, I mean, these people they get their awards and stuff.
People who had the award taken away. I really did.
Right. And us at home that were watching it, right? We're seeing all these people come up with their mics and their headset and they're having to change it all and give it to the right person. But I really thought that Warren Beatty actually cleaned it up real well.
He handled it very
graciously.
As well as he could. Now, some people say he threw Faye Dunaway under the bus by doing that. I don't think he did at all. It was the wrong card.
Right.
People have to understand they got the wrong card.
And I like how he came up and said, I was handed the wrong card, because I remember him walking out with the card, you know, and the envelope, right? And he opened was right in front of him, but he handled it with such graciousness. That's all I can say. And that's what this lifetime is about anyway, ease and grace. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that up because I just was like, I felt bad, you know, for the other nominees, but at the same time, I saw the ease and grace that is about this lifetime and what we're about, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, if we don't take things slow and watch what we're doing, we could miss something on our journey. And that's the one thing.
Yeah, that quick, you know. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it could be in a nanosecond. That quick.
That's right.
Oh, I think it's really important that we recognize things. So, but when we come back, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Divine Mother and see what she has to say, if that's all right with you today.
That's fine.
All right. We'll be back with more Catherine Lehman and Silver Guy Radio.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Thank you. beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
Welcome back, everyone. Catherine, do you have any special messages that you'd like to get from Divine Mother right now? Or would you like to wait a little bit?
There are. I have been listening to her, and I've been asking her, and especially in the meditation this morning, knowing that this show was coming up, if she had anything special for the people that she wants them to know. And what she's saying to me right now is that she wants everybody to open up their heart, not to get out of their heads, and to open up their hearts and to feel the love that only a mother can have for their child. Not a human mother, but a divine mother. That love goes beyond any human mother, though human mothers can love their children in an amazing way. But she's radiating so much love, and she's saying to us all that we need to remember that we have angels and guides and beings that are standing by ready to help, and that we have to get out of this notion that we are meant to do it all alone, because we're not. So when we get up in the morning and we get overwhelmed with everything we think we have to do, or we feel like we're going through something alone, ask for assistance, ask for help, ask for guidance, and you'll be amazed at the miracles that will begin to unfold right in front of you. Stay open, she says, to the messages that come. Sometimes you can be thinking about somebody and you turn on the radio and there's a song the two of you used to listen together, or a license plate comes in front of you. And I was talking with someone the other day, and we were talking about the mother, and the car pulled right in front of me and the license plate was love. And it was like, absolutely. It's all about love. Choose love instead of fear. She's also saying that things on the planet are changing at a very rapid pace. Some of it we can see. Some of them we can't see because it's underground, or it's hidden, it's in the ethers. But the planet is going through massive changes right now, far beyond what we can even mentally comprehend. And she's saying, don't get afraid when things seem to be stirred up quite a bit, because a beautiful creation will happen once this whole chaos is done, because the chaos is about cleaning up the mess. You know, it's about getting rid of the past, moving into a much higher dimension, the fifth, sixth, seventh, those are coming up. To find the places of peace inside the body, find that secret garden or whatever the inner sanctum and inner sanctuary is for you. And just remember, you always have it. I don't care how stressed your mind is, you always have that inner connection. She's also saying, don't be foolish. She speaks like a mother, and she says, don't be foolish. Don't rush. Don't rush around. things are unfolding in a beautiful way if you let them naturally unfold. You say, why are my children in such a hurry? You know, they want to get in and they want to control it and make this happen and that happen. And whether it's for themselves or other people. And she says, just let things unfold. The divine's got this one, folks. The divine has got this one. And we don't need to make extra waves for ourselves. We just need to ride the surfboard, you know. And she said, think of yourself riding a surfboard or being on one of those paddle boards or however you want to look at. And sometimes it's choppy surf and sometimes there's calm surf and sometimes there's tsunami surf. She said, that's life. And that's what someone can experience all in one day, she's saying. So remember to surf it. Surf it. Don't take it so seriously. And it's hard not to. But don't take it so seriously. Everything is happening for a reason. And you can't see the outcome yet. But you have to believe in the power of love, in the power of goodness, in the power of joy. Because she's saying, I promise you, you will experience this when you let go and let the divine unfold and ask for help.
Wow. Such a powerful statement. Thank you. As, you know, normally when I'm Skyping, I have to have my glasses on so I can see up close. And for our audience listeners, I want them to know I had my glasses off so I could see the energy around you. And you just shined with gold and silver. It was amazing. It was like all these gold was behind you and then silver in between it. And it's like wrapped together like a spiral almost around you. It was beautiful. Thank you. So I'm going to put my glasses back on now so now I can see you. But everything is unfolding in the divine accordance. It really is.
And it, she's, you know, she's talking about the planet. It's, we know the planet's in the process of ascending. Mm-hmm. So therefore, so are we. If we're going to stay on her, we have to ascend with her. There's there, you know, consciousness is waking up. For everyone, even in those that we think, you know, politicians, they're being rocked to their core by the reactions of people. Right. And their consciousness is starting to wake up, whether people see it yet or not. They're not going to have any choice, because if they want to stay on the planet, then they need to open up their consciousness a little bit.
Right. And I know one thing I found out, I always said the veil is getting so thin. And I found out that it's thinner than I even thought. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, so when I look at it now, it's almost like, you know how gauze, you, when you hurt yourself, put a piece of gauze on, right? So if you stretch it, you know, apart, it's like all these holes are in that veil. Mm-hmm. It's like, too cool. I'm happy. The truth is going to come out. It's coming out faster than anybody even realizes it. And I'm so happy.
Yeah.
You know.
So when people tune into her, or let's say even their guardian angels, it's so peaceful and it's so, so divine. It's just a state of peace, love.
Right. You know, I've told people that sometimes when I'm working with people in my office or wherever, sometimes their guardian angels and their guides and stuff are crying because they're not asking for help.
That's right. That is so right. She's telling me, tell the people to remember the old Beatles song, Let It Be.
No kidding. I like that.
Let it be. Just in times of trouble, let it be. Mother Mary comes to me, let it be. And so she's saying, make that your theme song to help you through. That's what she's telling the people.
That's wonderful. I like that. So I hope our listeners are writing that down, you know, or keeping that in their minds.
We're done, yeah.
We're old enough to remember that song, so maybe we should change the theme song to this one over here on Silver Guy Radio. But so the message that she just brought through on letting it be, I'm kind of thinking about that for a minute because my own transformation that, you know, I've been going through. And I've had to let it be and just let it come out to what it was and what it is. The one question I have for Mother Mary, actually, and, you know, I would normally not do this, but I'm going to ask you if that's okay. Has she always known about the Green Goddess?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She she is, how do I want to say it? She's an aspect of her.
Wow.
And she incarnated to go through the earth walk the way that she did.
Mm-hmm.
But she's much more. She's a multidimensional aspect of her.
Wow. Okay. You wanted to blow my mind today? You just did.
She did.
Thank you, Mother Mary, for blowing my mind a little bit there. And I'm sure she understands where I'm coming from. I have to put a little humor in there or I'd start crying right now. I think you know that. You know, the one thing is we've got a couple minutes left. We have to take another break. When she's saying, let it be this weekend, I had to let some things let it be. Because I knew I wouldn't get the answers the way I wanted them. And so when I finally just sat back, laid on my couch, and took a weekend off, actually, for myself for once, right? Yeah, finally.
Yay.
And, pardon me?
Yay.
Yeah. But when I did that, I wanted some answers, but I was finally able to meditate. During the shifting and during the transformation that I've been able to, you know, that we've been going through, right? I haven't been able to meditate. And I don't care. It was only about like 2 minutes, right? But finally, I was able to get 2 minutes of meditation and get some answers. And I'm wondering why people are having a hard time meditating right now.
Because their minds are too busy and the energy is too, the energy around them is real chaotic. That's why I'm saying the best place to meditate is to go out in nature and just look at nature. Just look at nature. Look at the trees and the leaves and the grass and just to let your consciousness be with nature because that's creation.
Yes.
So that's the best meditation right now is to be out in nature or to meditate on the word love.
I like that. That's great. So we need to take a quick break here in just a minute. But, you know, the one thing I want to leave everybody with what she said was, let it be, love. Everything's happening, divine order. And,
absolutely.
You know, she's here. Many goddesses are coming to the planet right now and incarnating into the body to help others. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more Silver Guy Radio.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. When we become aware of a choice, it is not accidental. It is our opportunity to transform. It's about becoming our higher vibrational selves. We tend to get alarmed and hide our heads in the sand when something new shows up in our awareness. That's all right. But today, let's become aware of our desire, recognize the block, and make a choice to step through it. Often we want the circumstance to change before we change. See, it's the other way around. If you find resistance, maybe it's time for some support. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's S-A-R-A-L-O-O-S.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
At a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 915-313-8541. It's 915-313-8541.
Welcome back, everyone, to this very special show. Today, Catherine's been giving us very special messages from the Divine Mother, Mother Mary, and we're on Skype right now where I'm able to see her. And what's happening right now is she's ready to bring some messages through. Catherine's here, but she's kind of half gone, so we're going to see how this works. I'm just going to bring out where what I'm seeing. I'm seeing her transform into Mother Mary, and we're just going to go from there. Mother Mary, I just so want to thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much. Do you not know, beloved ones, how special each and every one of you are? You were created with the divine spark of all of creation, whatever you choose to call it. Do you not understand that there are only four human emotions created to keep you from ascending, to keep you from recognizing who you really are? These emotions were not created by the divine. They are part of the human condition, which you are here. You are here, beloved ones, to transcend above them. The ones are hate. That was never from spirit, not from the divine. Again, human created throughout time. Guilt, blame, shame, and yes, even a fifth one called judgment. For you are not judged, you are loved. The only judgment you succumb to is that which you allow others to put on you, that which you allow to give unto yourself. These are not part of the spiritual paradigm. They are part of the programming of ancient religious cultures and of those that wanted to keep human beings asleep. As you throw off the judgment, the hate, the blame, the shame, and the guilt, what will replace it is love, courage. What will replace it is your heart being full, open, clear, and strong. Humanity will then begin to see each other in the way they truly are. They are gifts, gifts to one another. The animal kingdom has been trying to tell you this for so long. They unconditionally love you. They are there for you. Why do you think so many human beings have dogs or have pets? Because they long for that love that another human being cannot give them unconditionally, for they are doing their own walk and their own work in life. So no other being could possibly be everything, the be-all and end-all for you. But a pet comes very close, particularly if it is a dog or a cat. But you look at the loyalty of a dog and how they're always there, always happy to see you, greet you, be there. to serve you in whatever capacity they need. That's how we are. We are here to love you, to greet you, to hold you, to serve you in whatever capacity you need. But you need to ask, dear ones, you need to ask, for we are not allowed to intervene without your permission and without your request. For you have a free will to walk however you want to walk this life. And that means you also have a free will to change it whenever you wish to change it. Now, it may not appear to you that it changes overnight, but through one step at a time, for your asking and your receiving, you will find that you will be led in the most synchronistic ways to be in the right place at the right time to receive all the abundance that is rightfully and divinely yours. Fear not fear. Fear not fear. Understand what that means. For fear is only an emotion that is given to you to keep you alive so you do not walk out in front of an oncoming bus. It is for life. It's to help you stay alive. It's not meant to be in any other realm. Fear of this or fear of that happening, fear of the future, fear of history repeating itself, not if you stay conscious. If you stay conscious of history, then you need not fear history repeating itself because people will not make the same choices. They will make different choices because they've learned from their experiences. There are so many walks of life, so many veils of consciousness that have been put in place so that all religions, all walks of life, it does not matter where you are in your development, the curtain can give way at any given moment to the next phase of awakening. When you chant the word Om, Om is the cosmic sound of yes. So just use Om and Hu, you chant the sound of Hu, that's the sound of love. So Om and Hu is yes to love. Be well, dear ones, and know that all is well. No matter what your physical eyes and ears and your life appears to be, it's just a hologram. Change your hologram. Choose love instead of fear and know that your hologram will change. I give you more love than you can possibly understand. And one of these days, dear ones, you will find yourself crying with joy because you have felt that love, because you and you alone have opened up to receive that love. You must open, let go, let it be. And the world, your world, will transform. Namaste, dear ones.
Thank you. Wow, I don't know about the listeners, but that was a very powerful and amazing message that I needed to hear personally. And as Catherine's coming back into her body right now, I'm watching what's happening. And when the consciousness leaves and comes back, it's kind of a shock to the system, but she's doing okay. She's breathing through it. I thought it was important that you guys hear the process of what we have to go through when we're bringing messages through. And she's coming back. Ah, hi there. She's waving hi right now. She's like, you guys are all supposed to see her right now. She's getting some water, and we're going to talk to her in just a minute. But, you know, being the medium is one of the most blessed jobs we could have that we've been assigned to do. And I would never, ever, ever give up what I've been asked to do.
Me either. Walking through, get my voice back, walking through the fire that I have in this life, I am so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, how I feel is it's prepared me to be a hollow bone for her. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's why I say when the fire comes, burn, baby, burn, so that I can be ever more hollow for her. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I love that. You know, the one thing is the Green Goddess is finally on planet, you know, and you're able to bring messages to Mother Mary. I'm bringing messages from the Green Goddess now, and which I'm really blessed to do. It's an honor for me to bring messages from her.
And it's an honor for us, for you.
I'm telling you.
To hear, to for you, I'm so grateful you're a channel, a medium for her. You're the hollow bone, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, at first I was like going, do I really deserve this? You know, you know how we kind of think about it. Are we worthy of this? You know what? Everyone is worthy of this.
That's what she
no
just
matter what,
trying to
no.
say. Don't buy into that old garbage mm-hmm, of unworthy. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. No. And there is something that I'm going to bring out. That's an amazing message. I've still got it still going, tapes in my head going through it. I'm going to have to listen to the show again. But here's the thing. I want to put out there, we do not have to heal from the third dimension. People are putting out there, take my class on the, you need to heal from this. I'm sorry, but Catherine, how do you feel about that? We only got a couple minutes left. We wouldn't be here if we didn't heal from it. That's the way I look at it.
We're constantly in the process of healing automatically. Uh-huh. Healing just means ascending and waking up to a higher consciousness and letting go of the lack of self-worth. That's the only thing that keeps us in this, you know, pain.
Right.
We need to, when there is self-love and we know that we're worthy, a lot of that leaves the body.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I agree. We have a minute left, so I'm going to finish my little statement on this. Be your own guru, guys. Be your own guru. If you feel that if somebody's telling you you need to take a class to learn to heal from the third dimension, or a class that you feel you're being pushed in to take and you know it's not right for you, do what's right for you, no matter what anybody says. I don't care if somebody says, well, I'll pay your way to go, even. I'll pay the $300 or $500 or whatever it's going to cost, right? I'm just throwing some numbers out there. $25. If you don't feel it's right for you, don't do it. We'll be back with Silver Guy Radio.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
All right, Catherine. So one thing what we had talked about is letting them know what we go through as mediums when our consciousness come back into our body. You want to tell them what you go through?
Well, I never have really explained it before, so this in this way, but I'll explain the process. Is when, first of all, when she comes and I just go into my own little private prayer and I just completely surrender to her, I feel her put the mantle, the veil, her blue over me, often called the mantle.
Right.
And when she does that, as she puts that over me first, then I feel amazing chills that mm-hmm. go through my body, and I can feel my throat starting to change inside. Mm-hmm. It changes shape,
right?
To allow her to come through. It's like my voice box does this thing. Mm-hmm. And then when she leaves, she takes the mantle off, but as she does it ever so gently, and as I'm coming back into my body, there are times when I just want to curl. It's so delicious, and there's so much leftover love. You know, it's like I'm getting all the benefits of doing this. And I just sometimes want to just curl up in a ball and close my eyes and lie down and just bask in that energy. But there are other times, you know, where I'm just like, now I'm back and it's like I was really tired before we started. And now it's like I'm wide awake, ready to go, full of energy. Whatever I was feeling is gone. And I'm just, you know, happy and woohoo, you know.
Well, woohoo to what the message that you brought through from her. And, you know, I know you've forgotten it. But, you know, and that's true meaning of what we do is we forget what we talked about. You're going to have to listen to the show to know what you talked about. Yeah. But I like how she's bringing up the man-made fears, the different things of hate, you know, let go of it. Those are man-made. There was another one, the very last one she said, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like, wow.
I know she's told me before that hate, guilt, blame, shame, and judgment.
Yes, the judgment. Right, judgment. And I've always told people we don't have a right to judge ourselves or anybody else even.
You know, people need to really learn the difference between wise discernment and judgment.
Right.
Because the light side of judgment is wise discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, and wise discernment comes from, okay, so we've learned from our past experiences. Well, if we've learned from them, then we don't do it again, or we do it again, or whatever. But if, you know, we get caught in a loop and don't, then we're still into judging ourselves, and we can't get the aha, now I understand it, because we're still judging ourselves for being stupid or whatever. I say that in quotes of what we say to, I've caught myself saying, well, that was stupid, Catherine, you know, and then mm-hmm. and Mother Mary, we don't say that word. Nope.
Nope.
So it's like, okay. And what I realized is that was unconscious, not stupid. It was unconscious. And it just made me a little more conscious for next time.
Right. No, I agree with that. You know, the one thing is I want to talk about judging ourselves. Mm. That's a big thing. We all need to stop. I need to stop. I need to quit worrying about this excess weight I have on. That's a form of judgment. I need to quit worrying about how I sound with my teeth, right? Everybody knows I'm going through this process of new dentures. And I told you, like, I'm going to get a speech therapist to learn how to talk with them, right? And that still is a form of judgment. You know I'm okay. But at the same time, I have to let it go. And thank you so much for bringing those messages through, because I was like, I'm letting it go no matter what.
I'm working on that. I'll tell you, I look in the mirror every day and there's so much judgment. You know, what's reflecting back, mainly because of the programming I get subjected to on a regular basis because of being in Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah, I want to talk about, you know.
I was watching this.
And they tell me, you know, I get these sometimes casting directors or whatever. You know, I'm 5'1", I'm between 102, 105 pounds or whatever. And they tell me I'm too fat, I'm too old, and I'm too ugly. I've heard that. You know,
they still don't want me in your class.
The classes aren't like that. It's when you go up before some of these people. So, and I've learned, Hollywood's been really great at learning how to get past it. And so the judgment that I have when I look in the mirror now is far less than it used to be, because you have to develop a thick skin to be in Hollywood. Boy, do you need a thick skin. And that first year, years ago, when I was first in it, it was brutal. I cried every night I drove home and said, Spirit, are you sure you want me doing this? Why? The healing that has taken place, it's been the best place for me to raise my consciousness and get to a point where I laugh. Even my acting coach said the other day, we were doing a short play for fun. It was a fundraiser, and we were rehearsing, doing this rehearsal. And the first time I said the wrong line, the second time I walked in at the wrong cue, the third time I walked in, and he looks at me and goes, not now, Catherine, wrong. And normally in the past, that would have devastated me. Well, I burst out laughing so hard. And I went, yep, only me. I get to do that. You know? It's helped me to lighten up and not. That's why at the Academy Awards last night, I was sort of laughing and feeling bad at the same time for those that had received the award and taken that away. I felt devastated for them. But at the same time, I was laughing and going, yep, Hollywood tells you, it's that the native people call it coyote, that coyotes come in and trick you, the tricksters about you. You always have to be on your toes. So,
well, and that's very true. I feel really bad for the other people, right? That didn't make it. I think it was a mistake that's never happened in the whole time they've had the Gold Globes, right? Or, you know, Oscars, whatever you want to call it, because I'm not that familiar with that. But it's really sad. But at the same time, it teaches other people, we're all human. We all make mistakes, but we can all come back from it.
Exactly. And not to take any of it personally. You know, it was an innocent mistake. It wasn't like somebody deliberately did that. I know nobody deliberately did that. So,
no, that was an accident. Like I said, Warren Beatty handled it very graciously and with ease. And that's what this lifetime's about. We only have a couple minutes left. So let's give out your information, because you do more private mediumship with clients, with Mother Mary.
You can call me and we can do it on the phone or in my office. They can call for a private session. They can also call to have me come and do a group session for a group of their friends.
Okay.
And I travel to Virginia. I've I've been a medium for her, gosh, Greece, France, Italy, you name it. I've been all over. So that's there. So if anybody decides they want to do that, they can get in touch with me and we'll set that up.
And so let's give out your phone number and your address real quick before we have to go.
Okay. 951-313-8541. Or you can go to Catherine J. Lehman. CatherineLehman.com is my website, and the Mother's Lap is on there.
Okay.
Catherine is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N-L-E-E-M-A-N.
Okay. I want to thank you for today. That was very special. It was needed. You know, this is so needed today.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Not very many people can understand where Mother Mary is coming from as strongly as you can. And I really appreciate the messages that you bring through. And I'm not knocking anybody else who's done this, but, you know, I know how I relate with you and what you bring as a purity through for all of us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, that's so sweet. So kind.
You're welcome. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. And we will see you here real soon in a couple weeks on the Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.